Hello and welcome to Dear Pop Culture Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about pop culture that is dear to us. I'm Gina Harms. I am the host. And today we had a really fun episode. We're shooting from the new studio live. Well, not live. I'm here now. So exciting. We had Ola Data and Kevi, two actual previous guests of the podcast. We had them on together. And we talked about, Ola just came off doing Canada's Got Talent. And Kevi just won a Juno for producing a comedy album for Andrea Jin. So we celebrated their successes. And then, we talked about, a little bit about basketball, which is pop culture that, you know, I don't talk about sports pop culture enough. But we talked about video games. We talked about Boys to Men. We sang a little bit. We talked about horror movies. Really fun conversation. So I feel like you're gonna like it. And I just want to remind you to buy tickets to JFL Vancouver Comedy Bucket if you are in Vancouver, May 27th. That's this Friday, and the show's at 9:30, and we have a super awesome lineup. So yeah, you can go to JFL Vancouver and search for Comedy Bucket, or you can go to my Instagram, which is at Hina Jarms, and click in the bio and click for tickets. And yeah, hopefully we'll be also doing more Comedy Bucket. Right now we just have the one show scheduled, but we'd love to, you know, look out for more shows. I'm always posting about shows I'm doing if you're into that sort of thing. I don't know. Also, you can go see Ola. He's doing a bunch of shows. He's got a show the next night, Blackout Comedy. And he's doing, I think he's going to be doing tons for the fest this year. So JFL Vancouver, just support the Vancouver Comedy Festival. Like, it's exciting. It's exciting for us. So do it up, do all that good stuff. And I hope you enjoy today's episode.
Right. I wonder if you can sue on a religious basis.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you can. Like, if someone doesn't allow you to pray, but like,
yeah,
this is interesting.
Yeah, true.
Gina sues her own knees.
Take it, both of you to court.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Knees are like, I got no choice. Oh man, you can go around telling people you're an athlete and you could have made the NBA if it wasn't for your knee injury.
It's true. Yeah, a lot of people assume. Oh yeah, so we're recording. We won't do an intro. It's fine.
Boom. I love that.
A lot of people assume that I'm athletic because I'm like tall, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, people think I like tore my ACL or something.
You do look athletic. Yeah, you know, I was going to put my money on it. I'm like, okay, she knows something. I don't know what sport it is, but she knows something.
I feel like some kind of track or maybe a distance jump thing or something.
Triple jump.
Oh my God, I did triple jump in elementary school.
I knew it.
See, that was my event.
We were picking up on that.
See, we got that athlete vibe over here. Let's connect it through.
Absolutely.
Pow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, my friend is an avid triple jump watcher. I'm not going to put his name out there.
Why not?
Because that's embarrassing.
He's embarrassed about his own taste.
It got creepy real fast. Because we started watching the videos, and I'm like, why is this camera guy just zooming on the butt cheeks? It's like on YouTube. I'm like, are you just staring at these ladies' butts?
The guy told me, he's like, man, I don't even work here.
Oh my God. It's like, how did I get a camera pass? It was messed up. It was like a compilation of ladies triple jumping, but the camera just zooms in on their butt.
Wow. I'm like, I've never even seen triple jump on TV.
Nah, it's very impressive.
Like, is that why you didn't pursue it?
I feel like it was only my event because like no one else wanted to do it.
Yeah.
They were like, this is like so stupid. You have to hop on one foot. And
that's dope.
The comedian Bobby Lee, he has a gold medal in wrestling for that reason, which is there's no one in his weight class in high school. So he was undefeated.
Yeah, that's so funny.
You can do that?
Yeah.
How'd you just get a medal?
You can get good at stuff because you're the only person. I won the award in grade 12 for like top acting student.
Wow.
There was 4 kids in my class.
Wow.
Nice. You beat out those 3 though.
I beat out those three.
I think I've done that with comedy albums. I don't have any competition.
Is there a sport you wish you played?
I really wish that I like played basketball.
Mm. Yeah.
I played it in like grade 5, grade 6, and then I broke my wrist. Oh. And then my friends were mean to me. They were like, one of them told me, they were like, the coach said he's glad you broke your wrist so you wouldn't bring the team down this year.
Oh my goodness.
And I was like, for so long, I thought that. And now I'm like, did the coach actually say that?
I don't think the coach said it out loud.
They were just being mean to me.
I think they're probably
the coach maybe thought it.
Like, as a coach, I probably would. If there's a kid that sucked, in my mind, I'm like, damn, this kid sucks.
But you wouldn't say that to
you. Say it out loud. You don't say it out loud to the kids. That's
insane.
Weird.
Yeah.
That is pretty wild.
You just put them in the outfield, even in basketball.
So, yeah.
Just like, and make sure he stays warm, okay? Get him a towel. So the last 3 minutes of the game, you know how much the coaches love you. You know.
Yeah.
You
exactly.
know. Yeah. So the last 3 minutes of the game, you show up like, hey, all hustle. Game's over.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking about, this is going to be some deep NBA talk that you may not be interested in, but I was thinking about how there are players that are so good that they get to stay in 44 of the 48 minutes.
Dude.
Isn't that funny, though? Because that's so insulting crazy. To the guys on the bench. They're like, even when LeBron's super tired, he's still way better than you.
He's still a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. That's oh, my crazy. God. Yeah. It's like, no. Imagine Kobe when he, like, snapped his fingernail or something. Like, you know, he broke his thumb.
Yeah.
And he was like, look, I have a torn Achilles.
Yeah.
But you still stay on that bench.
I'm still on the bench, Derek Fisher. I'm still better than you.
I'm still going to fucking play with my broken leg.
Yeah, yeah. That was crazy awesome. How he had to, like, Kobe Bryant, he ripped his Achilles tendon, and you could see it. His leg looked all different. And he still chose to shoot his own free throws and walk on it. And
that's fucked.
That's fucked up. You need to normalize, hey, if you're hurt, it's okay.
It's okay.
Sit down,
take
man.
A break.
Yeah. You know, like, I'm glad people like LeBron, like are starting to do that. But Michael Jordan's era, dude, if you could get shot in the chest and depressed, would be like, oh, you didn't go back to play?
I can't believe it.
I can't believe
you didn't go back in.
That's crazy to me, because, like, and, like, athletes get, like, concussions and shit. Like, I got a concussion, and I was like, I don't even do sports, but I was like, oh, I can't even, like, do comedy.
Yeah.
The lights.
That's a real thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I have such a good me getting a concussion story. Can I tell it?
Yes.
I stuttered. I was so excited. So... my old punk band was on tour, and we were in Regina, and we had nowhere to stay because we didn't have any money. So we do a thing where we, at our merch booth every day, we'd put a sign that says, can we stay with you? And every night, someone, usually nice, sometimes terrifying, would let us come stay with them. One night, this party house was like, yeah, you can come stay with us. Let's do a jam. Let's do like a jam session. I don't really want to. Like, yeah. I'm not really a jam guy. Like, I write songs and stuff, but I don't really want to, like, get on the acoustics and, you know, cover songs. And yeah. So we go there. And then, I mean, they're nice enough to let us stay. So we agree to do the jam session. And then we go into their basement. They have all the instruments set up already. It's a pretty low ceiling. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching them cover whatever. And then I see on the wall that they have a bunch of vinyl records presented, like on display, like their coolest ones. And the one guy was like, I was looking, and I saw they have the soundtrack to this movie, Repo Man. Super rare record. It was like an 80s movie, and the soundtrack was all like old punk bands. So hard to find. I was like, oh my God, you have the Repo Man soundtrack. And the guy who owned the house, he's like hammered. He's like, you want it? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, have it. And I was like, are you sure? And he's like, would it make you happy? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, go get it. And I went to stand up to get it. And there's a beam above my head. And I knocked myself out.
Shit.
But I hit my head and my legs were just like, ugh. And like, I was still awake and like watching myself fall over a keyboard. And I couldn't do anything about it. I don't know if you ever had that before. Like, my mind was going, but my body was like,
no.
And I slowly fell over the keyboard while looking at the guy, and he went, yeah. and then they were like, you better not go to sleep, because like if you have a concussion, you go to sleep, you might not wake up. And then so I stayed awake all night, and then I forgot the vinyl.
Oh, dude, damn.
That fucking sucks.
Big old goose egg.
Now I'm going back the next morning. That's me. I'm like, no, I earned.
Yeah, exactly.
Turn around.
That guy should have made sure that was in your bag or like something.
Probably didn't even remember telling me I could have it. You ever got what happened when you got your concussion?
Oh, so I have had two, but the first one, it was so dumb. I literally was like walking down the street. I was a little bit drunk, and me and Randy, we like got off the bus. We were like so close to my house.
It's already
and
funny.
I just
Randy being there.
I just tripped on the sidewalk, and then I fell forward and just like ate it, and like I fell and like landed on my hands, but then my head kind of
Gina
on the sidewalk.
Man, you could get some rough injuries in that area.
Yeah, it was so dumb. Yeah, yeah.
I take that back. That wasn't funny. I'm sad.
No, yeah, it wasn't a great story. Yeah, neither of them are funny. That's what I tried to do. I get injured a lot, and I tried to like do a bit about it, but people are just like,
you're just too lovable. They just feel bad.
So yeah, they're like, oh.
You're going to break a hip when you're old, y'all.
Oh, for sure.
Like, the shower is going to be a dead space for you. Like,
yeah, I'm going to have to get one of those
seats. You need them fucking you ever seen one of those? Like, old people seats in the bathtub?
Yeah. Seems cool.
It's amazing.
It sounds fun.
I had a concussion, too, once, but, like, I just ran into someone else's head. Oof. Like, we went head on head.
Yes.
Yeah. It was nuts. We both had concussions. It was sick. Yeah, 2-1. It was sick. You know, I thought, like, hey, this is kind of the funniest way to have it. Like, just playing basketball, and he just came. And then, yeah, the light thing, that was the first time I experienced that.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't think it was going to be an issue, and then the next day I tried to go to school, and, like,
fluorescent lighting.
The lighting was killing me.
Oh, you had, like, a migraine from it?
Yeah. I couldn't read anything, which is nuts. I just, like, kept walking around with sunglasses. I felt cool as shit.
Yeah.
Luckily, it was Halloween. So you could just go as Will Smith and Men in Black.
Yeah, perfect.
Sorry, my migraine's kicking in.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
I feel like we should maybe talk about Canada's Got Talent. I just want to talk about it.
Yeah, congratulations, dude.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was like, I forgot.
I just have a question. Did you meet Trish Stratus?
Yes, I did. Briefly. Very briefly. You know, I didn't even recognize her. She looks different.
She does look a little bit different.
Very different.
But looks great.
Looks amazing, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Were you a wrestling fan though?
No, like I just knew it in passing. Right. So like I recognized her, but honestly I couldn't remember who she was off the top of my head. I'm like,
yeah.
But I know you. I know you for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they popped her name. I'm like, oh fuck yeah. Yeah, yeah. Cool. Yeah. Howie was pretty cool. He was like, I didn't even get to like meet them in a personal space. And like, cut. Like,
when you met him, did you go for a handshake and then he gave you a fist bump because he's germaphobe?
I didn't even get close. I didn't want to give myself that disappointment.
Fair enough.
I don't want to be left hanging on TV.
True.
He's like, it was an amazing experience, yo. Like,
yeah. And like, that's so crazy. You said you filmed it like 6 months before and couldn't talk about it.
Yeah. Well, these up to the semifinals, and then the finals is like live through voting and stuff like that. But it was a long process.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Wow.
Well.
It's over now.
So quick.
Oh, no. I'm actually.
This must have been a whirlwind, though. Like, just such a massive thing happening in your life for a long time.
Yo, like, and I couldn't tell anybody. Like, it was pretty cool. And then sometimes it really sucked because I just want to feel like I want to say something, but like I just could not because I was so scared. They were like, I had a fear of God. And I'm like, someone's watching. Like I get real paranoid. That kind of shit. I'm like, my phone's attached.
Yeah. I'm like that. I'm like, you got to follow the rules.
Yeah. If I was telling anybody, I'm driving in the middle of nowhere and then whispering into your ear.
That would be so. Like, what? Like,
dude, where are we going?
That's how that works.
We'll be going to Surrey. I'm like, don't worry.
I will get superstitious right at certain moments and then no other times.
Dude, it's weird.
Like when we were watching the Junos and I really wanted Andrea to win and like I was like, oh, I shouldn't have done that thing. I'm probably gonna screw up the universe and Andrea's not gonna win now. Like I'll do things like that all of a sudden. It's like,
I feel you.
I never think about this ever.
Do you have a certain thing that you don't do before a big thing, both of you guys? Like, for example, if you have a big competition coming up, like I'm superstitious also. I get real weird. But like, is there like a thing that you don't do?
Not like, I don't know, nothing weird.
Nothing weird? Okay.
Like
I just try not to have negative thoughts because I feel like it's putting things out into the universe and the universe is like, oh, you want that bad thing to happen? All right, I'll hook you up.
Gotcha.
I'll make this plane crash for you. No problem.
No, like when you say no negative thoughts, are you talking about like just everything in general? Like
specific to the thing that I'm
doing. Specific to, okay.
It's no interesting. Doubt. Like with, you know, with Canada's Got Talent, for instance, it's like you can make an educated guess of who may win based on what you figure the judges would look for or whatever. But then you can also think with your heart, like I would like this to happen, you know? Yeah. And then I feel like it's usually somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
And so the superstitions fall within that for me, if I, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I got a real crazy man.
Oh, yeah. What do you do?
Before, like, any kind of big competition, and this has been for every big competition, even album taping, anything, a huge milestones. First of all, I go off alcohol, I go off weed.
Oh,
I get like a full night's rest.
Yeah.
I don't have sex. It is nuts. I'm pent up with cum, dude.
Man, up to your eyeballs,
up
dude.
To my eyeballs, man. I'm ready to go.
Bathing.
Jokes Ola to the maximum. I don't know. It's weird. I have like a bunch of things. Like I have to go to make sure I'm going to the gym. Like, again, good thoughts. I'm not having fights with nobody.
Yeah.
If we have beef, that's your beef.
That's which one-sided.
Exactly.
No, I'm walking away. That. Like, I don't, drink alcohol the night before, or, like, I won't have, like, coffee.
Yeah, coffee, too, yeah.
It can't be, makes me too anxious. And so if I'm already anxious, I'll just be like, ugh.
Yeah. I start doing my stuff, like, at least a minimum of 3 weeks in advance.
Yeah.
It's and I'm like, the longer the better.
Yeah.
Wow,
before it's nuts.
Like a monk.
Yeah, it's so weird. And I don't know what it is. I feel like my brain just needs to get to that mindset. And somehow I get like zoned in on what I'm about to do.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That was just seemed to ever work out for me.
I think I double down on vices in situations like that because my mind never stops. I'm like such a terrible sleeper because I'm always thinking about what I could do differently. That I'll find things that are my interests will take me away from that a little bit.
Fair.
So it'll be like, I'm obsessing on this tour. Like I have a tour that starts in 8 days. It's like months long. I'm going to need to like hang out with some friends here or there to take my mind off.
I feel you.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. Leading up to the day, I always try to like get like random hang in there because I would have done my comedy.
Take your mind off it a little bit or else if you overthink it, it's not going to help it.
True.
You know?
No, man, I love being in it. You know what I mean? Like, I actually enjoy being, I'm like, I'm in the zone. Like, that's how I take it. I'm like, for me, I don't even like, oh, man, it's too, I'm overthinking. I'm like, nah, I'm about to crush.
Yeah.
So hard. But that might be the cum speaking.
But it's also
that's
like
the cum speaking. It finally has its own voice.
Yeah.
Hola. Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
I feel like for comedy, though, like if I haven't spoken to anyone all day, then I do like way worse.
Really?
Nice. Yeah. I'm like, I need to like have a conversation with somebody. If that's the first time I'm opening my mouth that day, I'm like, ugh.
Like, do you feel like it's just less relatable or less social?
So.
Or yeah,
less social, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For me, I need to like feel a little bit conversational and like in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if I'm just thinking about it all day and not talking to anybody, then I'll go on stage and just be like monologuing and just doing what was in my head all day.
Yeah.
People are like, what the fuck's she talking about?
You know, it's interesting. Nikki Glaser came on my podcast once and she said that that's what she prefers. Like, she just looks into the darkness and doesn't listen to the reactions, really.
I've heard her say that.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
She looks past people.
Yeah, like, no eye contact. And just like
that's
she's
nuts.
Like, I feel like, as a performer, you want to connect with the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Like, yes.
There's like a barometer
like
of how you're doing.
Yeah, for real.
In the movie Almost Famous.
Great reference, whatever you're about to say.
the lead singer.
Of Stillwater.
Of Stillwater.
Yeah.
Jeff Beebe. Yeah. He says the thing like, I get people off.
Yeah.
I look at the audience. I look for the one guy that's not getting off and I make him get off.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
he forces him to orgasm.
Yeah.
So
that's
hot.
What
dude.
I want to do.
Jason Lee.
Yeah. He's so good at
I love
that
Jason
movie.
Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that name Almost Famous is just so overused, ain't it?
What do you mean?
The Almost Famous?
Yeah.
I get it.
Like that's a phrase, you hear it a lot?
I hear it often.
Mm.
I named my tour in June Almost Famous.
Did you?
Have you
seen
why you feel that way.
And have
for
you
some
seen
reason,
the movie?
I just keep
it every day encountering
it
this phrase.
It keeps coming through.
And he's never
I don't
seen
know why.
I'll tell you another thing that's overused. Ola Dada. I hear it daily.
Yeah. Dude, I'm so upset about that, man. Like, Russell Peters has one. Like, there's so many.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Jesus. And back on my name being overused, Hanak, I saw him, like, last weekend, and he's like, dude, I fucking hate you. I'm like, the fuck? He's like, if one more person comes up to me and shows me your video,
oh, nice.
I'm going to be upset. I'm
Which
like,
video?
The Canada's Got Talent. He's like, I know that fucking guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
like, what
funny.
Did I do?
Yeah.
He's like, my family members keep showing
that's,
me your
that's
face.
That's Hanak complimenting you. That's how
like,
he does it.
I was like, thanks, man.
Via hatred.
I told him, I laughed at him. I'm like, ha, you're never going to get rid of this face.
That's why he can't sleep.
Just waking up night terrors from my face.
Yeah.
He's like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
but honestly, I'm quite glad it's over.
Yeah, I bet.
It was It's a lot. It was very fun. It was, you know, it did its purpose and everything.
Probably all consuming while it's happening.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Yeah. Like my phone was just going off for like 4 days and I was just like, geez.
It's like it's your birthday for a whole week.
Yo. Yeah. And it just doesn't. Yeah. That's like the best place to put it. Like Facebook, people I haven't talked to in forever. Yeah. Just. Oh, just
nuts. I was honestly surprised when I was like, I asked you to do that podcast, I think, that week, and you responded. I was like, I honestly didn't think you'd see the message.
Yeah.
No, like, friends, I was kind of like, yo, okay, I'll get back to you. Like, people I didn't know, it just kind of, at first, I was trying to reply back to everybody. Yeah. And it was podcast was, like, work-related, so I couldn't miss a beat.
There you go.
it was super hard, like, keeping up to, like, oh, yo, hey, what's up?
And then, oh,
like,
yeah.
Teachers were trying to rekindle. I'm like, you're my teacher.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But then, like, after the conversation kind of ran its course.
Yeah, yeah.
It was one of those, I'm like, we haven't spoken in, like, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah. What's new? It's interesting, like, the busier I get, and I feel like I'm busier now than ever, I need boundaries for being reachable.
Yeah.
So, like, I just shut my phone off on weekends now. I have to.
Good call.
Unless I'm doing something, like, a comedy thing or a show or something. It's if I can, I will. It's just, it's so exhausting just being so reachable all the time. And like when you do so many things, different things for people to reach you for, you know what I mean?
For sure.
That, yeah, like I wish I could turn off the message button on Facebook.
That's what I want to do. I'm like, shut off social media. And it's like, if you have my phone number, you can text me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, cause it's too much.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
I've been getting better at, like, because now I'm working at home, and when I switched over to just working full-time comedy, my brain just snapped. I've just been working 24 hours.
They let you work at
hours.
The bank at home?
No, no,
I'm just kidding. I know you quit. Ola, take this safe home. It's the ATM pad.
Just counting money.
Count the cash at home, okay?
People will come to your place to cash your checks.
It's like coming through the fucking window, just like slide a check in. It's like a real human ATM. Whoa. Is that how ATM started?
Just a guy inside the
like a carnival live
box,
bank?
Yeah. Like a live bank. You know, like when you go to like a carnival or something, there's like a just a little tiny little box.
Yeah,
there's a dude just sitting there, just like
piles and piles of cash.
Dude, that's cool.
That is cool.
I want to see the history of an ATM.
Yeah,
I think it was just the bank.
Maybe it was just one dude, in like in a telephone box size space.
Well, yeah, you like the drive-through ATMs.
Yeah,
those are kind of cool. Kind of cool.
Yeah.
Kind of weird, kind of cool.
Yeah.
Drive-through cash, like, that's so much reaching.
Yeah.
Like, if I was a homeless person, that would be, like, a good spot.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, just, like, waiting for someone to put the debit card in the cash. Just run.
Well, if the homeless person just got inside the ATM, it'd be even better. It's all that cash in there, dude.
Just like, I'm not even leaving.
Here's an idea.
Yeah.
Say, why buy a new place when I could live in cash?
I didn't say congrats on the Juno.
Oh, thank
also.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Juno King.
Exciting.
Five?
Yeah. How many is that?
Four.
Four.
I could have more statues because there's a Carly Rae Jepsen album I wrote on, but there was just so many writers on it that it just felt like, I don't want to do that. So.
Fuck them.
Like, I already
they
have.
They didn't do it.
I don't know. But yeah, it was exciting. Like, my band was on a writing retreat, so we were in Harrison.
Yeah.
And we stopped so we could watch two categories. There's breakthrough artists and our friends, this band, the Mono Whales, were nominated and they won. And was like, oh my God. Cause that's what I mean. It's like you can make an educated guess on who would win.
Yeah.
And I kind of didn't think they would win, not based on how good they're, cause they're amazing, but just based on the cities the other artists were from and the kind of tours those bands were getting. So I wasn't sure they'd win. And when they won, it was like, oh my God, so it's such a great thing for like newer artists. And then right after that was the comedy one in a row. So
what's the metric for that? How do they like choose? Because
it's a panelist of judges.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling that oftentimes with categories, it's like, I've heard of that person. That's who should win. And then they've never heard of it. Because there's like so many categories.
Yeah.
So I just don't think people are going to really. It's like Spotify, for instance, they receive something like 10,000 songs a day. And they are expected to go through those 10,000 per day and choose what go on what playlists. They're probably listening to the first 10 seconds of every song and being like, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
So I have the feeling the Junos is probably kind of like that. I don't know if this is incredibly insulting to an organization that's given me now four awards. but I don't know. I have a feeling that might be how it is. It's like if there's five nominees in every category, and there's like 60 categories. Mm-hmm. Probably you're going to be like, I've heard of this one. That's that's probably the best one.
So when you say categories, like what do you mean? As far as like comedy, dark humor?
Best comedy album of the year is one category. Oh, okay, there's only one comedy category at all. Okay. And then there's best pop artist, best rock artist, best blah, 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 blah. And best classical artist.
Can diversify a little bit, right? Yeah. It's like best breakout comic of the year or something.
I mean, it just became a category really 5 years ago.
It's true.
Ain't get no love in these streets.
But and it's not even on the real show.
Oh, wait a second.
It's on the day before.
Yeah. It's been only 5 years and you got four of those?
Yeah.
Dude, this guy.
Nominated.
This guy's Michael Jordan. That's awesome, dude. Yeah. Yo, congrats, bro.
Thanks, man. It's funny, the one year that it wasn't an album I did was Dave Merhege, and I have done an album for him that just didn't come out. So
funny.
That's amazing. This guy's raking in all the junior.
That's what I'm saying. It's like what Gina said. It's just, hey, get into the thing that no one else is doing. You can rack it up.
Man, are other comics like submitting and stuff? Like,
I think so.
But that's what's crazy is that it's testament to the Vancouver comedy scene. That's true. Because the Junos, I feel like, lean heavy to Toronto artists, and it's been fucking Vancouver artists 4 out of 5 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, man. I don't know. I feel like some juju stuff might just happen now.
Yeah, I just see that's what I mean. I'm so now annoyed. I'm getting superstitious.
We gotta stop talking about it. Yeah.
We gotta stop talking about it.
Let the universe forgive you for even bringing this up right now.
I know. I'm about to say something, but I don't want to even put it out there. Okay. So.
Pray on your pearls, your cross.
Yeah. 2020. I whispered into the mic.
That was cute.
Yeah, that was kissed nice.
It. I almost couldn't even reach it.
Okay, let's talk more about, I don't know, pop culture.
Yeah.
Bring it, Gina. This podcast is called Dear Pop Culture. Yeah.
Yes. I've been watching a documentary on pop culture.
Oh, really?
Been learning so much.
Oh.
Which one?
Boys to Men.
Ooh. Love Boys to Men.
I always heard of them. I knew of them, but I never, like, listened to their shit, to be honest. But, like, I didn't even know how much they influenced, like, the five dancing boy band. Wow, I'm actually really prepared for this.
Yeah, there you go.
Hell yeah. What's the documentary?
It's called, I think it's This Is Pop or something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
It's on Netflix. They have different, like...
Different episodes on that. Different genres of
that. Yeah, you seen that?
Yeah, I've watched it. And then there's also one called Hip Hop Evolutions that talks about them also.
Yeah.
And it shows that they were, like, the forerunners of a style of R&B music called New Jack Swing. So it was, like, really funky kind of music. That was soulful, and then they transitioned into like ballads. Boyz II Men did. Yeah,
but then it sucked because what made them so popular is the reason why they died out so fast.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because they were like a relic. Because you know the four dance crew thing.
Yeah,
was kind of like a old school soul thing. Shit. Mm-hmm. Man, I thought it was dope,
dude.
Oh, I love it. I love a boy band more than anything.
Well, I love early '90s choreography hip hop dancing.
Yeah,
so the Fly Girls on Living Color and stuff is just the coolest looking stuff.
It just looks like so much time was put into it.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is. It's just a harmony and like
it's just a lot of movement.
Yeah.
Like if
you're
like dancing now, it's like more contained in some ways. Whereas like they're swinging like athletes. Their arms.
Yeah, it's a lot of performance.
That's where Jennifer Lopez came from. She was a dancer. She was a Fly Girl in Living Color.
Wow,
and Rosie Perez was the choreographer, and then they both ended up being like actors.
Wow.
So cool.
No, not good for them.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite Boyz II Men song?
I don't know any. I only watch a documentary.
That's a start.
You know what? I can hum some.
Yeah.
End of the Road?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Wait, no, you gotta sing.
Whoa, Gina!
Sing. That was actually pretty good. What the hell? No, you gotta sing it.
Although we've come to the end.
Hey, you like the slow jams.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the saddest songs.
How did you get that? What the hell? Shit.
I don't know, because you were off key. Mm-hmm.
I was very off key. Like, listen.
But I was like, what songs are their most
famous
ones?
That was amazing.
I have one nasal that's like congested right now. Like,
yeah?
Catch me on a good day with two clear nasals. Okay. So I got you.
Two clear nasals. Yeah. Next album by Ola Dad.
Yeah. Yo, I'm singing Boyz II Men.
Just you going.
Oh, you did it.
Sounds great. Dude, corrected your pitch.
Yeah. I was just because you posted about the album cover, The Leans.
Oh, The Leans,
Did you do that on purpose? Like, reference them?
No, when I first leaned down on that, I wasn't even thinking Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
I was just having fun with it. And then I saw the photo, and I'm like, that is going to be the cover. That's so hard. I'm like, there's no way I cannot have the lean. Yeah. We need to bring that 80s lean back because
yeah, and then the Lionel Richie business. Cover.
Like, I love so the comedian Tom Segura. He wanted to name his first album Thriller 2, and it was the same. He was in the white suit leaning, and then Michael Jackson's estate said no. So he used the same artwork, but just called it Thrilled.
Thrilled.
Oh, I wish funny. Thriller 2 was the title.
That's really funny. That is like the heart of a comic
Thrilled
right there.
Thrilled is maybe even better.
That is so close. It's just annoying enough to be like,
exactly.
Yeah. He got us.
I love that.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Yeah, Gina, did you ever get into Gremlins, the movies?
I've actually never seen it.
I feel like it's in your taste.
Yeah, it's something that I...
What's that about?
It's like a little before your time, but just from what you've told me you liked as a kid... Mm-hmm. It was a cultural pop moment, and it was had little elements of darkness, and I know you like wrestling, but then ultimately it's about a really cute little animal called a Mogwai, and it also stars Corey Feldman. So kind of checks all the boxes as far as I'm concerned.
Is it a scary movie?
It has elements of scariness to it, yeah.
But it's like scary for like kids.
Yeah. It's kind of fucked up though. Like kids' movies back then would be like,
true.
It would be for kids, but it would be like pretty harsh. Yeah. Like, you know, like I feel like that changed kind of with Home Alone, even though that movie's incredibly violent, but it was kind of like cartoony.
It's very violent.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually watched the new Doctor Strange movie last night. And I'm such a baby. I'm like, this is creepy.
You know yeah?
You know what? It was quite creepy.
It was creepy.
It was, you know, like, you know, witches and all that stuff scare me.
Yeah,
so like, I'm like, this is this.
Me and him
like
went to a horror movie and he was so scared.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which movie was it again?
Dude, I'm trying to even remember now. Oh,
it was part three of something.
It was actually scary. We weren't.
It was about possessions.
Yes.
Okay, I don't
what the hell?
Scary
how did we both forget this movie? And I know
because
we were
there's
both
so
there.
Many of those movies for a while that I just and they all have like three sequels.
And it just freaking blends in. Insidious.
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 Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You know, Insidious was that one has a special like spot in my soul.
Yeah.
Where I just don't like to go to.
Oh,
is it possessed?
No, it's a red door.
Okay. Get into this building.
No.
The first Insidious movie. When I worked at Cineplex, it came out, and there was you had to build those big cardboard standees.
Yeah.
And for the Insidious movie, it was like this thing that had a mechanical cardboard rocking horse.
Jeez.
And when you walked past, it had a motion sensor, and it would play.
Oh, no.
Tiptoe through.
Oh.
Tiny Tim?
It was.
Jeez, that song is
terrifying.
Creepy.
And then, and so, like, we had that standee, and then it was like you'd be like closing the theater by yourself at night, like walking past it. And then, of course, when the movie like left, people took out the motion sensor and they would hide it in different places in the theater.
Oh, really?
To scare each other.
No way.
First of all, we should do a hypercut of all the times you sang on this episode. secondly, did I tell you about when I worked at a movie theater as a teenager?
I don't think so.
I worked at a discount movie theater as a teenager, so many scary things happened there. There was one thing that happened where my manager, I think I was 17 and she was 18, and she was the manager, and her office had a key that only, and one door, so only she could go in and out of it because she had the key. And one time we were standing by the front, and she came out of there, and we were just talking, and then some guy came out of there, and we were both just like, what? You know, and then we called the police and they came and they looked around and he'd been living in the ceiling above her. So for weeks, so he spied on her in there and found out the combination to the safe and stole all the money.
Dude, this guy.
That's crazy.
They found weird stuff up there. They found like diapers and all he was a crazy person.
Oh, crazy person. Okay, yeah. I thought he was just well prepared.
Well, yeah.
Diapers.
you could be crazy and well prepared.
Yeah.
And then he figured out the safe also. Like if he came in there to steal the money and had diapers, I think he knew what he was doing. I think he knew
he's
playing crazy. Yeah. He got caught and is like, insanity.
Let me tell you another one. The dumpster, I had to throw all the uneaten popcorn.
Oh, you're a monster.
It's about to get worse.
You're a monster.
Worse than
you're a monster. I love popcorn.
My mom big bags of it.
I can't even look
at
you.
And then she'd eat a little bit of it, and there'd just be like huge bags of garbage bags of popcorn for months.
Yeah.
The dumpster I'd throw it out in had a sliding door on the side, just in case the top was full or closed or whatever. One time, me and this girl slid it open, dead homeless person.
Oh!
Frozen.
Jeez.
Yeah. It was fucking crazy. That parking lot, this is in Langley, had the highest crime rate of any parking lot in Canada.
Jeez. Whoa.
So crazy. The police came all the time. I remember one time, and I was the door guys. Dude, I had to kick people out who went to my high school who were older than me. Think about that.
That's awkward.
That's so weird.
These dudes were like hotboxing ghost ship, and I'd be like, get out of here.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Yeah. That job was terrible. Oh,
yeah. That
was crazy. I always wanted to work in the movies. I love movies.
It was a discount movie theater, though, so it was so cheap to get in. So people would just be like, I don't know, spend that much money to go hotbox ghost ship.
Damn.
Yeah. It was scary.
I went to go see a movie in the movie theater by myself one time.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a great idea. That. I showed up, and it's terrifying.
You got scared by yourself?
Dude, it's scary. It's so
big. I have, like,
it's
big.
What movie were you at?
Yeah,
Stuart
movie?
Little?
Oh, God. No, it's even worse. what's that movie now? The one that has the, I can't remember now.
Coneheads?
No, it's the one with, like, the action team, and then it was, like, this little giant thing.
Avengers.
That was jumping on people's faces and shit.
Cloverfield.
What's that?
Small soldiers?
No, but I do remember that.
I like that movie.
That's such a long, that's an old time.
Yeah.
I love that movie. You know what? Let's forget it. I can't remember it.
All
right. But it was very terrifying. It was like an action movie. It wasn't like supposed to be scary.
I wish I loved superhero movies in this time of superhero movies. I couldn't even get through Endgame. It's just, it's so boring to me. I don't know what it is. It's like, it's so fantastical that I lose interest. Yeah. Though, the new Spider-Man was amazing.
Yeah.
But I think it's because it was tapping into nostalgia for me.
Yeah.
And it was just so well executed.
You talk about the one with like the three Spider-Man? Team?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
That was kind of good.
Me and Yumi went and.
Good-ish.
It's just the ending for me was kind of like, yeah.
Me and Yumi and Shirley Gnome went and it was like, we were like, yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I love that. That's why I love going to the movies, seeing a movie like that. And. Mm-hmm. And like opening weekend, and when Tobey Maguire shows up, and everyone goes,
spoiler alert!
And it was great. It was like, honestly, I thought it was funny. Like one of the funniest Spider-Mans, I think.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It was
one
good.
Of the funniest. So it's just for me for storyline. The ending was kind of like, come
can't
on.
Can't even remember the ending.
It's
to be
sad.
Honest.
Exactly.
He makes it so they all forget that who he is.
Right. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes the journey's more important to me than the destination.
Facts.
In life.
Wow.
That was beautiful. You know, like that's like, you should just tag that moment right there. Just like, that should be the promo.
Yeah?
Sometimes the journey.
This is a philosophy. I was going to say philosophical.
I think that works.
Philosophical.
Yes.
He looked at me so cocky. So, see that? Vocabulary.
Yes, I used it. Oh, shit, this is like a word I can't say now. See, I can't remember anything I'm trying to say.
That's okay.
Do you have any guilty pleasures with movies?
I don't think so.
I don't think I do either. I think I just like some dumb shit that I just like.
Yeah, I like some bad movies for sure.
I love Power Rangers.
I'd say...
I don't feel bad about it.
Yeah.
It's just a pleasure.
Yeah. Like, which Power Rangers? Like, the 90s ones?
Well, like, the newer ones are kind of lame.
The newer one was not very
good. They're so lame. Like, I love when, like, people would, like, explode in the back and, you know, just people jumped around. Like, I just love that.
Oh, I'd say, like, maybe a guilty pleasure for me is, like, really, like, action, like, male action movies.
Like Fast and the Furious?
Fast and the Furious. Yeah, Mission Impossible. Dude. I love all the Mission Impossible
That's
movies.
A good theater experience, though.
They're fun.
I don't really feel like that's a guilty pleasure anymore because studios are only putting out movies like that.
I guess I feel guilty because I'm like, I like Tom Cruise.
I love Tom Cruise.
Guilty
pleasure. Yeah, but he's a Scientologist.
Like, it's funny how it's changed so much that it's mostly big comic book movies or whatever, that when like a major studio movie comes out, it feels like a little indie movie. Like I went and saw Licorice Pizza. That's a huge movie, but it felt like a little indie movie because it's like, oh, there's no fighting. There's no one famous. And like, it's like, you know.
Yeah.
It's Philip Seymour Hoffman's son in his first movie, so it feels like this special thing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's the girl from Haim, the band.
Yeah.
And it's P.T. Anderson directing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I like directors more than actors. I think that's how I'm... Like, you really like actors and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'll see any David Fincher movie if it comes out.
Right.
And I'll see, like...
I mean, I care about certain directors.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, which ones? I don't know.
Yeah. There's this new Mike Myers TV show that's on Netflix, and it's so funny.
What?
Yeah, it just came out, and it's him and Keegan-Michael Key. And it's about, I forget, it's like one word, but it's about five people who control all the world's decisions. Ooh. But it makes fun of Canada so much because it's Mike Myers, and he plays all five of the people who make the decisions.
It's on Netflix?
Yeah, it just came out on Netflix. Nice. I don't know why no one knows about it. Mike Alexi Myers, told me about it.
Dude from Austin Powers?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I think I've seen that.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Man, that's so hilarious. Like, Mike Myers is so synonymous with humor for me, but it's like before your time. Because you probably never saw Wayne's World.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not a big fan of this guy.
Yeah?
I hated Austin Powers.
Really?
His humor fucking pissed me
what
off,
What about
man.
Shrek?
I got so mad. I liked Shrek because I couldn't see his face.
That's so funny.
I'm sorry. I saw it, and I was going to watch it, and his face popped in. I'm like, nah.
Jeez.
Jeez. I'm so sorry.
No.
Look, amazing. I don't know. I know as a, you know, that opinion is very like one to me. I get
but
that.
But it's like, I mean, I can understand not liking Austin Powers. It's incredibly stupid. Like, I love it.
I think it's so funny.
It is so funny. And it's making fun of like James Bond movies.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Seth Green like, is you know so what's funny crazy? In it.
When I watched this, I wasn't even a comic at the time and I hated it.
Yeah.
I was a regular Joe.
Well, you hated laughter back then.
Well, no, I laughed a lot, but I did not laugh at Austin Powers. But I watched all three, so I gave it a shot. I'm a man.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
I gave
Why
it a
you
shot.
Do that to yourself?
No, because there was a newer one that came out after Golden Member, and I was like, you know what? Let me because people kept talking about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, let's see
Beyonce's
what it's all about.
It.
Yeah, Beyonce, look, I like Beyonce in it. That was dope. Yeah. Foxy sister.
Yeah. Man, he even knows, you know? He can even quote it.
But
yeah.
Like, I watched it a lot. There were But hey,
for
listen.
You know what?
Look, listen. What I will say is,
like, the turns
movie,
out I love it. Actually,
no. The movie was dope. I'm taking it back. The movie was dope. But what I still didn't like was him. Him and it was my least favorite part of the
Austin
movie.
Austin Powers without Mike Myers.
Without him.
He
in
likes
it.
Everyone else. Oh, Seth Green,
I have
Beyonce,
stuff like that. Where you're like, I like this, but I actually hate the lead character.
Yeah.
Like
fucking. Oh,
a
God.
Lot of TV shows.
TV shows are
the lead character is like the worst character, the most boring person.
Chick? Oh my God, New Girl. Oh God, fuck! I watched all seasons and I hated the main character. I hated her so much. I thought she was so annoying.
That's so funny.
But I watched this. What? There was like five seasons, six.
Yeah.
I watched every single one of them, and I was so angry every time.
Jeez.
She's a big part of the show. Yeah, you are. You yeah.
I think the next one for me is Batman. Oh, man.
You hate Batman?
I hated the new Batman, but I loved the movie.
I really thought he was a good Batman, Robert Pattinson.
I liked him.
I liked how intimidating he was.
He was just so mean.
Good.
I didn't like it.
You want him to be want Batman to be friendly?
Yes.
No, here's the thing. I want Bruce Wayne to be friendly.
Really?
Yeah.
I want Bruce Wayne to, you know, he's a charismatic billionaire playboy.
Yeah. See, I like this new Bruce Wayne the best, where he's like this like tortured. Because I feel like if that happened and to your parents and it fucked you up, I don't think you would be charismatic. I think you'd be like,
for sure.
Dude, yeah. It's just for me, it was just a soundtrack, bro. They abused that soundtrack.
No, the Nirvana. I know they did.
I'm like, I
agree with you.
Song.
I agree
Holy
with you.
Holy shit, man.
They're like, this is expensive. Let's use it as much as we can. Courtney Love charged us an arm and a leg for this.
I don't think you should intro and then outro with the same song and then use that same song in so many different scenarios in that same movie.
Here's what's weird is like growing up a Nirvana fan. You couldn't have Nirvana music in anything because it would never be approved. And now he's dead, and now it's in baseball video games and all kinds of stuff. That
I feel like Smells Like Teen Spirit is overused like crazy.
Yeah, it's yeah. I mean, I did like when that was in Moulin Rouge. I thought that was like pretty unique.
Could you sing that? Whoa! Is that it?
Entertain.
No, that's not
Hypercut.
Oh, there we go.
Hypercut.
Entertain.
There we go.
Do you know what's the worst use of that song?
What?
There was a live action Peter Pan Hook movie with Hugh Jackman, and they had these
what
kids chant it.
What?
Here we are.
What was it called?
I thought
you were talking about Hook at first.
No.
Splendid film.
That was upset.
No,
me.
This movie was really bad.
I
gotta
bad
remember what it was
I
called.
I love bad movies.
I think it was.
No?
like old school horror movies are supposed to be terrifying. But then like the acting's terrible, the graphics is terrible. Even for that time, it was bad. Like watching it now.
Wow.
Yeah, one of Sean's friend, like we were watching movies, and then this guy pulled up, and he showed up this old school horror Vietnamese movie.
Ooh.
Yeah, Sean loves horror movies.
He loves horror movies.
Yeah, and he's come over. Oh yeah, he came over and the three of us watched From Dusk Till Dawn.
Dude, that was weird.
remember you were supposed to go, and Sean and I wouldn't let you leave.
Yeah, not yet. I'm just sitting there sweating the whole time. Just like this movie's the best, but like, gotta go.
Oh my god,
that's great.
The movie's called Pan.
Pan, I will watch it.
And it was like an origin story.
An origin story for what?
So it's like for Hook. So Hugh Jackman played Blackbeard. Rooney Mara played Tiger Lily. Bad.
I don't know who that character is or that actor.
Let me see.
Rooney
that.
Mara?
Yeah.
She was in The Social Network, and she's married to Joaquin Phoenix.
I love Social
and
Network.
And they cast her as a native princess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty terrible.
I love Social Network.
Oh, so good.
David Fincher directed it, and Aaron Sorkin wrote the screenplay. And Aaron Sorkin, like, he's the writer for West Wing. Mm-hmm. I love that kind of stuff. See, I'm just not, like, into the action movies now. I don't know what happened.
He did that, the Lucille Ball being the Ricardos. Did you watch
No,
that?
Was it good?
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Like, it was okay. Like, actually, at the Oscars, Amy Schumer made a joke. Like, it was really brave of you guys to make a movie about Lucille Ball and have no comedy in it, because
that's
truly
that's
not funny.
Great.
But it's good. Like, I never knew that side of Lucille Ball.
Wow.
She was a...
God. This year is the year I started reading, like, credits in movies.
Yeah.
I need to get to know the people.
You know what you do? Mm-hmm. Watch a movie, go on IMDb after.
Oh, best. Trivia.
Yeah.
And then
just look at all the actors that
their
are
names.
In it.
And just, I know people by their actor names. I don't know them by their real names.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like Twilight Guy.
That's his actor name.
That's his actor name?
Yep.
You know, Twilight
Edward.
Batman.
Oh, Edward. There we go. Yeah.
Edward Twilight Batman. Very good actress.
Superman.
Yeah. Yeah, like, how did you get so into pop culture as a kid?
I think it was partially watching, like, much more music.
Yeah. Mm.
There's much music, but
that's
then there
a
was
throw.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
More
yes.
Music.
Oh, yeah.
And that played all the VH1 shows,
yeah.
And it would have,
yes.
Like, I Love the 80s, and, like,
yeah.
And, but it would also have, like, because there was the regular countdown of, like, this is the top 20 of the week,
yeah.
But the much more music had this show called Listed, where they're
like,
we're going to count down the top 20 music videos with Rain in them.
Oh, yeah.
So I would just watch, like, old
pop-up videos on
God,
there.
I missed Rain.
Video
so
with
good.
Trivia.
Yeah, I love trivia. Yeah.
I miss Rain videos. We don't see those too much anymore.
Purple Rain.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Long time ago now.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Just like, you know, the R&B, just like.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
one for me is Backstreet Boys, Quit Playing Games With My
Heart.
Great. They're all just like dancing in the rain in these like
so hot
collared shirts.
Yep.
I want to do one of those one day.
Oh yeah, that was
dancing
good.
In the rain with
that
a t-shirt
could be
on.
The music video for your next comedy album.
Dude, I'm so down for that.
You do a music video for one of the bits.
Yo,
so
I'm
it's the dialogue
down.
From the show, but you're
just
so
dancing.
Hot.
It's like with a microphone, like, thank you very much.
Yeah.
What kind of music were you into, like, growing up?
Oh, Jesus music.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't you like Nigerian music, though, that wasn't necessarily religious?
I'm totally joking with you.
I don't know.
I just realized you just took that in so seriously.
You're wearing a goddamn cross. We all believed it.
No, like, I listened to a lot of Jesus music, but I'd listen to other stuff. Like, my music was very shaped by what my dad listened to growing up.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, I'd listen to Michael Jackson, Barry White. Like, there's a bunch of other people that I would listen to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That, honestly, I couldn't even tell you the name, but I could probably sing the song word for word.
Right.
Would it be on key this time, though?
No, never.
Dude, no, his
nasal. My nasal is still congested. I still have one congested nasal.
Just
right?
Let Gina handle
just
it.
Catch me tomorrow.
Name
all
a song.
The shit talking.
Whisper her the lyrics.
Yeah. Name a song.
Staying alive.
That was good.
Yeah.
You still, love the Bee Gees?
Can I get some water real quick? I'm getting shy. I can sing better than this, okay? My dad loves the whatever they're called.
The Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees.
Oh.
Yeah. I just watched, not just, the Bee Gees documentary came out last year. It's like an HBO documentary.
Oh, yeah?
I've watched it 3 times.
Wow.
And the third time I watched it was with my mom.
Yeah?
I was like, because she was a huge Bee Gees fan. Yeah. Like, you know, that was her when she was a teenager. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I didn't even know. She said she, like, saw them at Dodger Stadium. She went on, like, a high school, like, band trip.
Yeah.
And then they talk about, like, that concert in the documentary. And
oh, cool.
Watching it with her was so cool because she was, like, you know, it was, like, her being taken back to, like, her teen.
Dang.
That's great.
I can't imagine watching that live. That'd be nuts. Like,
yeah.
Imagine, like, yeah. The
you can tell by the way I walk. I'm not a man.
Sounds so good. He knows the words, too.
He's warmed up.
Yeah, listen, listen. That intro's hard. I'm listening. I'm going to give him that.
Oh, yeah, that falsetto.
Yeah. Listen to my dad trying to sing that with the deepest voice you've ever heard in your life is the best. It's like my dad doesn't give a shit driving with no hair on his head. Just when the window down, just. I'm just sitting in the back. I'm like, what is going on here? Like. It's so weird.
It's great.
Oh, man. And then, like, Fela Kuti. Like, there's a lot. I used to listen to a lot of Nigerian music.
I watched the musical Fela.
The musical Fela with a saxophone, man. Mm-hmm. I love his shit. Like, I realized, someone asked me the other day, like, who's your favorite artist? And I was like, I didn't even take it in. I said Fela Kuti because I'm like, I don't think there's any other artist that I would sit down and listen to a 10-minute intro, 2-minute song, and then an 8-minute outro. Like, it's right. Songs are like 20 minutes long.
I like that.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And he does like this, like, saxophone solo intro.
Cool.
And then he will, like, come in and sing and then get, like, a choir to come through, like, backup singers.
Yeah.
And then he would just outro with the saxophone. Oh, it's so nice.
I've been doing these writing exercises to just kind of keep the paint wet.
Mm-hmm. I like
where
that.
You just kind of write stream of consciousness or in a journal, whatever. And I love instrumental music for that.
So amazing.
Yeah.
Like I love it when people sample Fela Kuti.
Yeah. Does it happen a lot?
It happens so often.
Really?
And I'll catch it and I'm like, aha, that's cool.
Nice.
That's cool.
Kendrick Lamar do it? Sounds like something you'd do. Yeah. I knew it.
Sade as well, too.
Oh, love Sade.
I love Sade. She's amazing. I'm an old soul. That's kind of stuff I still listen to, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Is that pop? That kind of loves pop.
No, definitely. Sade?
Yeah.
It's soul. Kind of pop.
Soul.
Well, I mean, like, it's pop culture.
Yeah.
For sure.
What is pop culture?
Popular culture. It's just stuff that's like your grandma's heard of, but also kids have heard of.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. To me, it's just kind of like any media.
Somebody I just found out about
it's popular.
Was Quincy Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you know who his daughter is?
What's that?
You know who his daughter is?
No, I do not.
Rashida Jones.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Did not know that, actually. Yeah.
It was a good Quincy Jones documentary.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, just fucking yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
As you can tell by the way I
feel all the silence.
You know what I've been really into as far as documentaries are, there are so many about gamers, and I love seeing that. Like, there is this dude, his name's Billy Mitchell, and he was the most successful Donkey Kong player in the world, and he held the record till like not that long ago, and now this like new guy stepped up and is trying to take his throne as the greatest Donkey Kong player ever. But Billy Mitchell is so competitive, and he owns a hot sauce company now, and he looks like Chad Kroger kind of, and he's so bitter about it. And there's this documentary, and there's all these people, this is their whole lives, is like video game scores. It's called King of Kong. It's so good. Yeah. And then there's another one that came out after it about this game Nibbler, and Billy Mitchell also had the high score in that. And so he's competitive with this new guy coming up against it. It's great. I know who all these guys are. And then there's another one that I love, and it's called Game Over, and it's about how
I've seen that one.
It's great.
Yeah, it's good.
How Atari in the 70s was like making money like hand over fist with their games because there's no competition. And then when E.T. was going to come out, they like rushed a game, an E.T. game, and it's the worst game ever. And it got almost everyone who bought it returned it. And there was a rumor that they went to a desert in Nevada and put it in a landfill and just like buried it. And everyone was like, that's not true. And they went and checked it out. And that is what happened. They dug it up. But it was next to a landmine field. And so they were like worried that.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It's so good.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. I love it. I love that stuff.
So to risk your life over that game. Yeah. It's not even worth it. Like, what are you looking for?
A bad game.
A bad game. Like, what? You want to find it?
People are nuts.
Yeah.
In this case, you find it, blow yourself to billions.
Yeah. Did you guys play video games growing
up? Oh yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Problematically.
I still play. I still play NBA 2K competitively.
Oh.
And it's a big part of my life.
Yeah, man. Okay. I just Call of Duty. I just go.
Oh, really?
Just murder people and then get out.
Yeah.
I don't play the story no more. I just go there to do the online stuff.
Yeah.
And then I find it's like a debrief. It's the only time I'm not thinking about anything.
That's what I do.
Murder.
Mm. Yeah.
Murder's on my mind.
I have friends on the NBA 2K community that I've known for a decade. And they all live in LA, and I went and met them once, and they went, "You're white?"
Oh, dude.
It was the best.
Like, I can't remember the exact specifics, but this is when I realized I should not play Kevy at 2K.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where I was like, "Yo, we should play 2K," and just how quickly he responded to yes. I was like, no, this is about to wipe the floor.
I beat Gavin Mass. I beat Gavin Mass, and he got actually mad at me, and now I just
2K.
Don't. Yeah.
I'm like, I've seen 2K. 2K is, I grew up playing 2K, and it's just like, it's just what it is. It just rips friendships apart.
Yep.
Like, for that 45 minutes.
It's the most toxic online community.
The most toxic game.
Just meanest.
Madden 2. Get mad. The disrespect that brothers will say too.
Gina, it's its own community. Like,
it's own spot, man.
Yeah, I know nothing about the gaming community. Well,
when you, in NBA 2K, it's like you scan your face. Yep. So you're in the game.
Yep.
And then there's a neighborhood where you can walk around and play with other people, and you will see like Kevin Hart and like actual NBA players, and you can play against them and stuff.
Wow.
It's a huge community. Like, for a lot of people, it's their whole lives, and they make like millions of dollars.
It's so much money, and these brothers are so good. Like,
yeah,
you know what? I go online on every other game except for NBA.
I
tell you this: the dudes playing NBA 2K are too good.
Yeah,
they're way too good.
It's like, ridiculous.
Call of Duty, I can still hang, man. I don't even know what it is. There's just too many controls, bro. Yeah.
With like gaming, I'm like, I just want to do it for fun, but then like there's so much of that competitiveness.
See, that's my problem. I don't do anything for fun.
There needs to be
an end goal for everything I do.
Michael Jordan ruined my soul.
Yeah, same here.
So I guess when it comes to basketball, I'm like, all or nothing. I will find your IP address and destroy you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. First time I went online on 2K, I think the guy beat, but I think this was like the first quarter. I was down 30. Two or some shit. Yeah, it was a lot, man. I didn't turn it off. I got even more and more angry.
See, what's great though is like if you did that, you'll still get a DM from the guys beating you and it just says trash.
Oh yeah.
They're so mean.
It's
crazy.
And it's nuts when you have the headphones and you hear them talking shit the whole time too. Oh my god.
Yeah, I couldn't hear
the gaslighting that happens.
Oh my god. I'm like, you just wait till I get good.
I wanted to.
Oh no. I've seen broken controllers. I almost burnt my house because of 2K.
Yeah. You'll get
well, like, not intentionally. Yeah. I was making
you'll have a good game.
Okay. I was like, what?
You'll play well, but your team loses, and someone else on your team will DM you and be like, trash.
Garbage.
And you know it, and that's the problem. And it'll just get really like intellectual how they're mean to you.
Yo, do you know who actually surprised me playing? Alistair.
Really?
He
plays 2K?
No, he doesn't. That's the crazy part.
Oh.
He got like this weird, you know when a song grabs a control for the first time, they don't really know what they're doing?
Spirit.
He just kept hitting, dude, he was hitting the deepest shots. I'm like, what the fuck? Because, you know, I didn't even take it seriously. Kind of, it was one of those things where I let the controller go.
Yeah.
I went to go grab a sandwich and I just kind of let him score or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I wasn't taking it seriously.
I know why he's so good.
Why?
Because he looks like the default create a player character.
Yo, for real. Yo, Alistair.
It has no colors on it
went
yet.
Went to overtime, man.
Really?
Went overtime, and I'm like, you know what? I'm cheesed. I did one of these. I sat up in my chair. I'm like, I'm not about to lose to Alistair who doesn't play. Because, you know, the first three quarters, I didn't take it serious at all.
Oh, man.
And then, okay, so I'm like up 10.
Smashing you?
Yeah, I'm up 10 still. Oh, but okay, I'm whatever. Like, I'm walking around doing chores and doing whatever, and he just kept playing. I pick up the controller. I look, I'm like, damn, okay, it's tied. The game's almost over, but I'm not going to let you win.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, this dude, I let him pick Golden State, and he was hitting the deepest street. Bro, I was getting mad. I'm like, Alistair, you're a fucking liar.
Well, he probably did some HTML coding and
he did something, man.
Yeah, yeah.
He was doing something for sure. Cause we went to overtime.
Wow.
Because I hit a three to like, you know, win the game. There's like half a second left. I'm like, okay, there's no way.
Who were you?
I think I was LeBron. Okay. I was on the Lakers, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I hit a three with LeBron, which is like, okay, cool. Mm. I was playing bully basketball the whole time.
Mm.
And then game's pretty much over, half a second left. I'm up by three. This guy from half. Bang. I'm like,
what?
No. Like, shut the fuck up, Alistair, bro. We went at OT. I'm like, okay, bet. I'm like, I'm playing serious and I'm up by 20. I'm like, okay, doing whatever. He like catches up or whatever. There's a couple seconds left. This guy hits another three from deep and almost won the game.
Wow.
I was fucking pissed off.
It's like, this is easy.
I'm like, get out of my house.
You know what I love about Alistair is every one of his names could be the first, middle, or last name. His name's Alistair Dickerson Ogden. His name could be Dickerson Ogden Alistair. His name could be Alistair Ogden Dickerson.
Yeah.
You could just mix them up. This was great.
I've never seen, actually, that's true. I've never thought about interchanging people's
names. Change his names up.
People that have like two first
names.
You have
names. A middle name?
Yeah. My middle name's Nicole.
Nicole. Oh, I love that. Wow. You could switch your first two names around.
Yeah. Nicole Gina Arms. No, I like that. Mine doesn't work that way, though.
Gina's more like a bit more unique. Samuel. Like, I know a lot of Nicole's.
Samuel Olau me. No, it don't sound right.
You couldn't even pronounce your own first name there. That
was it's just, it felt wrong. Samuel Olau me.
Yeah.
Samuel Olau me Mubarak Dada.
Olawami. Wait, is Olawami two names?
No, it's one. Olau me.
Olau me.
It's just like there's more to it. I just kind of cut it off.
Samuel Mubarak Dada.
Yeah, powerful name.
Mm-hmm.
Your Muslim's know it always from like, wow, what a blessed name.
Yeah.
Literally amazing. Means blessed. Or chosen one or some shit like that.
Something like that.
Your bit about Nathan is one of the bits I show people the most.
Of all.
That's so funny.
That joke is just dynamite.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the amount of work I put into it was so little. Like, the joke wrote itself.
I feel like that's always how it works.
Yeah.
Like, the ones that you, like, spend so much time writing and you really want to make work and people just don't. Get
they don't connect it.
They don't connect. And then something that you just say off the cuff, they're like,
wow. No, that's
we
true.
Love that stuff. Like, the amount of times someone comes to me after the show, but like, man, I remember that one time you said this one. I'm like, that's not even a part of my joke set.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
But that does people connect with that because I don't, it's like you don't care or something.
Yeah, true. I can feel the energy. It's like, you can keep that one.
Yeah.
They don't want it to feel forced. They can tell when you're trying too hard.
That is what's weird, though, about Charlie Demers, I've noticed from producing two records for him, is he does. The first time he does a joke, it stays that way and it works.
Yeah.
It's really weird. Mm-hmm. He doesn't do much editing and it just like stays working and works the first time really well.
Oh, yeah.
He's brilliant, I think.
Yeah.
I remember like seeing him at Jokes Please once and he just like went up and he was like, did entirely, like he's like, yeah, this is an entire new, I've never said any of this before.
God.
And we were all crying and laughing and we were like, how?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love seeing, like, doing someone's album and then seeing them, their new stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
fun.
Yumi's new stuff is, like, so funny.
Nice.
Yeah, she's
been Yumi in a long time.
She did my Hollywood show on Friday, and she just loved, thank you. Mm-hmm. She just devastated. It was crazy.
God, I'm excited to see Yumi.
New stuff, yeah.
So I haven't seen Yumi in such a long time.
Yeah.
Her style is
It's gotten
unique.
Meaner.
Meaner?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it was cool to see it.
Good for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you been treading dangerous waters these days? I've been trying to write a little risque.
Oh, yeah?
Flex the pen a little bit.
Flex the pen a little bit.
Yeah, anybody can use that. You can keep that
one. Yeah, I remember doing a show that was like Susie's like dark and dirty show, I think.
Yeah.
And like you were hosting, and I was like, this is not the least dark and dirty.
As a host, watching the audience just not be down for dark or dirty, she's like leading lamb
thing.
To slaughter.
They come to the dark and dirty show, but then someone does a dark joke and they're like,
whoa. That's so funny.
Man.
God. Yeah. You know what? I love Susie's room, but like there's some times where like, man, it is so tough in there.
Why?
Yeah.
Because, and honestly, the late night shows are always a fantastic, but the new brunch shows, they had a shaky start to begin with, man. And
comedy
it was just
the daytime.
The daytime. Weird. I keep telling Susie, call it shady comedy, okay? You know, we're going to hand out sunglasses to everybody.
Funny.
I'm going to keep saying this till you get it done.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, I guess there's windows all over the
windows,
venue,
man.
So,
there's a sunroof.
Yeah.
Dude. Like, it is so much. There was, like, a whole bus behind me when I was performing.
Jeez.
Dude, cars just fucking whipping back and forth. Crackheads just stumbling in the front. Like, you could honestly just stand back and just watch what was happening on the back screen and be entertained.
Yeah.
Like, it's nuts. But it got better. You know, people learn how to laugh and eat at the same time.
And I just mixed a record that was recorded there, and it sounds really good.
Oh, does good.
Yeah, Sharon Mahoney's record.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, really surprisingly live sounding in there. Like, I prefer it to Little Mountain, the records I was doing.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yo, because I noticed, man, when that place pops.
Yeah.
Ooh, it pops.
It was loud. It was weird, like, Little Mountain towards the end, like, actually after your record, I was having some weird tech problems with the setup there.
Interesting.
Yeah. And there was just so much, because it's small and where I could place the microphones, I was getting so much bleed from microphone to microphone, which is just a nightmare for mixing.
Yeah.
And so I had to do a lot more on the Ivan record and the Ryan Williams record than I would normally have had to do. I don't know what's going on with that room. It's just, it sounded different every time. It was really weird.
So glad I got the best one out.
You did. You got a good one. You got a good one.
I got yours,
Randy's, and Sean's all in a row were like perfect.
Oh, Sean's was fantastic.
One take.
Yeah, yeah. This crazy motherfucker, man. Yeah, this dude was sweating. He told me he was doing one take. I'm like, do one take.
I like how edgy Sean's gotten.
Oh, dude, Sean.
For sure.
He's gotten so edgy.
I love that.
I'm like, Sean, who are you? Like, he's got a bunch of tattoos now. I love it.
Like, COVID every changed
two
him.
2 weeks, he gets like a new tattoo. Like, for real, he has like eight new tattoos.
Man, I haven't seen him in a while.
Sean's changed. Mm. He's on tour with Andrew Packer and Jacob Balshit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're having the time of their life right now.
That's cool, man.
God, that's so fun.
Yeah. This is comedy related, but like not locally.
Yeah.
So they just announced that like the James Corden is leaving the Late Late Show. Mm. Who do you guys think should be a replacement?
Hmm. What show's Fred Armisen on?
Is he?
I think he's a band leader on something.
Oh, he was.
He'd be good, I think. Or Ivan Decker.
Oh yeah, let's throw it. A Canadian comic. Yeah, I've heard
Canadians out there, man.
I've heard some I've read some articles of people suggesting who they think, and a lot of people have said Roy Wood Jr.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. That would be very good, actually.
This is not happening. It's very good. And it's him hosting. He's really funny.
He's
actually
so funny, man.
He's so funny.
I saw him live in Yuck Yucks. I'm so happy. I got a photo with him, which is super super
nice.
Cool.
He's coming here.
Yeah,
yeah.
And Julie's
doing
opening
the fest.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing a fest, and I don't. What night is he? Do you know what night he's?
I don't remember. I think it's actually the same time as my show because I.
Oh really?
What time is your show?
Friday at 9:30.
I think Friday though at Biltmore
is that the Vogue? Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Is that the Vogue?
I don't know.
No, I think Roy Wood Jr.'s at Biltmore.
Biltmore, okay.
So I think it may not be Friday because I think that's Atsuko that night.
Oh,
but there's
shit.
She's
yeah,
early.
It is Saturday.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was looking.
Wait, no. At Vogue, I'm there at 7.
Oh.
Yeah, that's Andrew.
Schultz?
Not Andrew Schultz. No. No. He's ginger. He has
Santino.
Santino. God,
you're opening for him.
Thank you. Yes.
I love Andrew.
Hell
Santino.
Yeah.
So excited.
That's awesome.
So excited.
Cheeto Santino. Yeah. He's so funny, man.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him because I've only seen his like content online. Obviously, live is so much different.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he's cool. I've only seen his like podcast.
He
always has Dan Soder on, and their podcast together are great because they're the same age, so it gets very nostalgic.
Yeah,
nice. We'll talk about action figures and stuff. It's very good.
I feel like I think we're at like we're at time, but let's end with a quick. I'll do a quick lightning round.
Okay.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Okay.
Next gen.
Kim and Pete or Courtney and Travis?
Courtney and Travis.
Kim and Pete.
Ooh.
Everyone says I look like Pete,
I
stick up for him.
A home destroyer. He's a home destroyer. He is. Kanye's like, give me my kids back. Pete's like, ha ha.
Great Pete impression.
That is not.
You do kind of look like Pete.
I'm just always doing a Pete impression.
I never actually took
this
that
guy
in.
It was happening in LA so much where people would say it to me that this one guy was like, "Hey, how's Ariana?" And I went, "We broke up."
That's so funny. I don't think you look like him.
Sometimes if I smile, I look like him.
Okay. I can kind of see it. You cut your hair, you dyed it all the way. I can see it.
Maybe. I'm doing this. Top Gun 2 or Doctor Strange?
Doctor Strange.
I haven't seen either, but I would rather see Top Gun 2.
Top Gun is the one with Tom Cruise and the planes.
Yeah.
I'm not down with planes.
Okay.
I don't like planes.
This guy hates
I don't like air travel.
Movies.
Is that a weird thing?
It's like I'm a helicopter guy. What can I say?
No way. Not after Kobe. Okay. Yeah, man. Honestly, I'm like so against helicopters now.
Holy.
Oh.
Yeah.
What happened to you?
I know, because you don't like
Kobe
Bryant. I'm like, damn, I didn't know.
Oh, yeah,
I'm like, if you're rich and you can still die off of
that
shit.
I'm sad that you got it before me.
It is surprising.
Yeah.
But, like, I never liked Top Gun. Like, I've always seen it on TV, and I'm like, I'm not interested.
The thing is, it's like, I think it's a good movie if they cut out, like, the, like, 30 minutes of just planes.
Just
like, I like the story, but them in the air, they're in the planes for so long, just flying around, and I'm like, oh,
this is boring.
I wonder if plane fights actually happen like that. Just, I mean, because it just seems like everybody's just going down. Because if you're flying around shooting bullets with a bunch of other planes, first of all, how the fuck don't you guys hit each other? And how is it that people are so stressed with flight paths nowadays?
Dude, it's fine. It's friendly fire.
It's friendly.
Friendly.
Hey, dude.
Whoops. Sorry about your wing.
Yeah.
I will be at your funeral. Sorry. Go on, Gina.
Okay, last one. Michael Jackson or Janet Jackson?
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Wow.
100%.
I pick Janet.
I love Janet, too. Her album, Janet, is so good.
Yeah. I don't think Michael did it.
It's hard to...
You don't think so?
Hey, I just want to leave on that note, okay? Come back and see why.
All right. Yeah.
Don't cut that out.
Should we sing us out?
Oh, yes.
Billie Jean.
Wait, what?
So I thought we were going to do on a Michael note. Sorry, my bad. What do you want to do?
I was just going to do, you were doing Staying Alive before.
Staying Alive. Staying.
I see much better.
Staying Alive.
Wow. That's the hottest thing I've ever seen in my life.
That was great. Thank you.
You stay alive
thanks
now.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks for having us.